morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're headed into the holidays, with Christmas being this weekend, New Year's next weekend, and after that, many of us will be setting New Year's resolutions. It may seem like the wrong time of year to be talking about this before New Year's, but we all know that a few of those things that we may let slide off our plate during the holidays can add up to maybe a few unwanted pounds or just a little general lower fitness level than we're comfortable with going into the New Year's. So while it's great to set New Year's resolutions and to start working on those things during the beginning of the year, we have a few simple tips we can talk about that will keep you on track or ahead of the game come the New Year, just by making a few simple changes during these few weeks of the holidays, even though they are crazy, crazy busy. One of the things we always think about is calorie balance. Everybody knows this is necessary to achieving and maintaining a healthy weight. One way to balance your calories is to exercise. So make sure you take time, even though we know the holidays are busy, just be physically active. This doesn't mean that you have to attend classes or do extreme workouts, but take a few minutes here and there. The goal should be about 150 minutes of weekly moderate exercise. Now, any moderate exercise will qualify, even just activities that cause the heart to beat faster than normal and allow you to talk, but maybe not sing at full volume. So these could be things like fast walking, doing moderate strength training, aerobics, swimming. You can break these 150 minutes up into 10-minute increments and still get a great benefit. This can be something as simple as waking up 10 minutes earlier to fit in a walk, take 10 minutes over your lunch break to walk around the office building, park a little bit out of your way if you're finishing up some last-minute holiday shopping, or just taking an extra lap around the mall. You can walk another 10 minutes when you get home, and you've squeezed in 30 minutes of exercise into your day without really affecting your schedule. Another way to balance your calories on the other side is to watch your portion sizes. Now again, a lot of activities around the holidays focus on food and eating. This doesn't mean that you have to skip all of your favorite holiday foods. Just make sure you're paying attention to what you're putting on your plate. Holiday meals with lots of options are a very big trap for this, because usually the more food options you have, the more food you tend to eat. An easy way to watch your portions and decrease them a little bit is by using smaller dishes. Now, you may have heard this before, I certainly have, but in the 1950s, the average dinner plate size was about 9 inches across. In the 80s, it was 11 inches, and today, the average is 13 inches. So that's a plate that's almost 1.5 times bigger than it used to be only 50 to 60 years ago. Research over and over has suggested that people given larger dishes and larger silverware will be more likely to eat than those who had smaller dishes and smaller silverware. Remember, it only takes an extra 500 calories a day to lead to a 1 pound weight gain every week, and using smaller dishes is a great way to prevent this before it even gets started. Another important thing to remember during the rush of the holidays is to take time to enjoy your food while you're eating it. If you're eating quickly or while you're distracted, this causes a person to eat more than they need to feel full. Socializing during the holidays is just as important as the food we all enjoy. So focus on the interaction between family, friends, and coworkers, rather than just on eating as much as you can while you're sitting at the dinner table. Take time to have conversations between bites and enjoy that favorite food, such as pumpkin pie or grandma's cranberry salad, that you may only get once or twice a year. While you're thinking about becoming healthy, both during the holidays and in the new year, we also want to remind you real quickly about the Blue Zones Challenge that we have going on right now. Blue Zones are places in the world where people live happy, healthy lives well into their 90s or 100s, and the Blue Zone Project works on a community-wide level to expand choices available to people that are interested in having a healthy mind and body. You may have heard that Atlantic is in the running to be one of 3 or 4 Blue Zone pilot communities across the state, but we cannot do this without the public's help. One of the major factors in deciding whether or not Atlantic is picked as a Blue Zone demonstration community to receive lots of resources and really some life-changing results, and to put Atlantic on the map for communities around the state to look to as an example, is whether or not the citizens of Atlantic vote that they would like this project to come to their community. So if you want to know more about Blue Zones, if you have not voted for our community yet, I would encourage you to look up Blue Zones Project online, or we also have a county community Facebook page. So you can look up Blue Zones Project on there, Atlantic Iowa Blue Zones Project on Facebook as well, or you're certainly welcome to call the Extension office and we'd be happy to talk to you a little bit about Blue Zones. Now, the reason we're talking about this before the beginning of the year is our application is due the 4th of January. So if you have some time in the next couple weeks, we would certainly appreciate your vote. Atlantic is currently only about 6% of the citizens pledging. We have a lot of competitors like Harlan and Audubon and Red Oak that have 15 to 20% of their citizens pledged already. And I know that we can do better, so I would love to see as many of you as possible pledge your support for Blue Zones. For Cass County Extension, this has been Kate Olson.